Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome in, folks, to The Point After. The Saints losing to the Miami Dolphins 21-17 on the road. Week 13 action. The black and gold now drop to 2-10 on the season. Miami improves to 5-7. Man, oh man, Cajun Cannon, that first half of action, there was very little action, I at least should say, from the Saints offense. They did come alive in the second half, but we've seen it in the past. Too little, too late from this black and gold bunch.
Well, I don't know where to start. I mean, why don't we start with the game plan where we make halftime adjustment in the second half? Why don't we do that in the first quarter? Now, I'm asking Coach Moore that. What is the halftime adjustments, the theme? What do y'all do? Do you maybe give them the business a little bit and how they respond? It was truly a tale of two halves.
Right.
Well, we didn't even look like an NFL team in the first half. Are you going to try and compete? You know, you always have weird games. Every weekend or every series of games, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, whatever, Monday. Carolina looked terrible against us. What, they just beat the Rams, who has a possibility to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl? No, you're going to see another game next week like that. Well, how in the world did they beat them? You know, it's going to be one of those, but we need one of those. Now, Tampa Bay's kind of beat up. Will we all of a sudden throw Carolina a bone? Because everybody said, oh, slam dunk, Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to win the NFC South. I don't know. Considering with Carolina, I don't know, they find a way to win. I always say this, I'd rather win ugly than, oh, we played hard, we looked good, but we didn't win the game. Well, we did at least cover. I mean, Vegas was pretty, I think it was like 4.5. Then it went to 5.5. So we did take the Saints in the points you won. So I don't know if that's a moral victory or whatever. It's a bettor's victory. When you look at it, when everything unfolds. But, I mean, I'd said this at halftime, and it's been kind of like that. The offensive theme of our team at time offensively is three and out, three and out, three and out, before we wake up. And I'm like, well, don't you have to score to win? Well, we still didn't score. Bobby, yes, we did. We got 17 points. Exactly, 17 points. You're not going to win too many times in the National Football League only scoring 17 points. I don't know. To me, you give the fans hope and you get within one score, but that happened a bunch of times this year. Oh, we're within one score, Bobby. But no, it's no moral victories. You got to win the game. And we find a way not to win a game. That's what bad teams do. So when you break it down, it's just very frustrating. I thought at the beginning of the game we had to do this. Okay, can we run the ball against the Dolphins? The Dolphins were 29th against the run. They were giving up 143 yards a game. Now, I know we didn't have Alvin Kamara. I think even with Alvin Kamara, it wouldn't have made a difference. We still only ran for 81-yard average. And we were averaging 92 yards a game coming in. We were number 29 as far as rushing attacks. Well, and we didn't stop Achane. We thought we had that. You know how we stopped Dottel and we stopped Bijan Robinson? We didn't stop Achane. Now, That could be a lot to do because he can hit it and get it. But the Dolphins' offensive line blocking for him. But you look at the Saints, we're right on the cusp. We should maybe have a few more carries. I guess this would be on the borderline considering high 20s, low 30s. 27 carries, but 81 yards. We only average 3 yards a carry, and they average 5.1. But Achan averaged 6.1. He came into the game averaging 5.5 yards a carry, so we didn't stop him. Tua looks like he's regressed as a pro quarterback. I don't know. Tua don't look good to me. And look, he had a quarterback rating of 56. Tyler Shuck had a quarterback rating of 92. But this is another thing. I think this day and age, and really any time, you have to have those splash or chunk plays, splash runs or splash chunk pass plays. The Dolphins had a run of 29 yard by Achan. You know, that's the longest run of the season. I forgot what game. I think Taysom Hill might have did that against Carolina. What was the game he had the 29 yard run? Well, we've only done that one time. And the Dolphins had a 29 yard run with Achan and had a 35 yard pass completion. You know what our longest run was? 8 yards. And our longest pass completion was 17 by Olave. Speaking of Olave, I don't know. I'm not hating. So all you Olave lovers, don't say I'm hating. I'm not hating. You want to be the number one receiver, you got to make that catch at the end of the game. Come on. And I even say this with Juwan Johnson. The very first game, you never know what's going to happen. They sets the tone against the Cardinals. Now, that was a really tough catch, but you make that tough catch, that contested catch, Saints have a chance to win. Same thing with Olave. You got to make that touchdown catch at the end of the game. Well, Bobby, that's easier said than done. No, the number one receivers do that in the National Football League. You just have to. And sometimes it's not even contested. How about you just catch it? And it goes through your arms.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
No, I don't know. I might not bring this up the rest of the season because it's the same song and dance. It's the same song and dance. Get off to a fast start. What in the hell? We might set NFL record being outscored in the first quarter. We've been outscored now 92-19. We're always chasing points. We're always losing. We always have to, you know, play some type of catch up. Obviously, that's not winning, and I'm a. You know, again, I'm asking Coach Moore in the coaching show, what are your halftime adjustments? That it looks like we're ready to play the second half. What, y'all don't practice during the week? Everyone prepares for their job or whatever they're doing. So you kind of want to set the tone. You have plays that should work, but I don't know. Four straight, three and out. We're not playing complimentary football. How many times you hear that? You know, not helping out our defense at times. Now, I thought Cam Jordan, I don't know, it seems like our oldest players make the most plays. Again, who you think led the team in tackles? DeMario Davis, 9 total tackles. Look at Cam Jordan, 2 sacks, two quarterback hurries, three tackles for a loss. Brian Brzee, you know, he had amongst the defensive tackles last year, he's amongst the leaders in sacks. He had a sack, had a quarterback hurry, tackle for a loss. McKinstry had a nice interception, but I think just that was just two was just bad. That was a terrible throw. What was he doing there? He also had a tackle for a loss and a pass defended. Chase Young. Okay, Chase Young beat his man so bad, go for the football. Deuce was even hollering about this. You could say, when you come in free and you're going to be on the quarterback, like, you know what? Go for his arm. Go for the football. You can't really hit the quarterback a blindside attack. Knock out the ball. He ended up getting a sack. But we need him to do that more often. He had a couple of quarterback hurries and two tackles for a loss. Now, if you look at it, I don't know, small sample size. Considering we played the Dolphins the first time ever in 1970. We're now behind. It was 8-7. It was 7-6. Now we're behind 8-6 in the all-time series. And looking at now, the Dolphins on someone in a row. You're getting many roles like this in the NFL. Because I'm telling you, the beginning of the year, the Dolphins were bad. They were like us, the Jets and the Titans. But you look at the Dolphins now. They've won three in a row, and they've won 4 of 5. So, I don't know, they went ugly, but I don't think the Dolphins are a good team, to say the least. It just shows you the parity in the league and what's going to end up, you know, occurring. Now, to go back to Cam, and with his couple of sacks, I like to give out history. You know, he tied with Ricky Jackson now in sacks at 128, 17th all-time. You know, when Ricky left the Saints, went to the 49ers, that's why he had... Now, I think I want to say right now, in a Saints uniform, Cam got like 11 or 12 sacks more than Ricky Jackson. If Ricky Jackson's a Pro Football Hall of Fame, so is Cam Jordan. And then he passed up the great Derek Thomas. Hate to say it, he's from Alabama, Crimson Tide, Roll Tide. But he did that with the Chiefs. Remember one game he had like 7 sacks against Dave Craig?
Still a record.
Yeah. And so, but Cam passed him up. You know, when you look at sacks and you look at the production, it was so bad in the first quarter. Our Saints offense had 0 first downs and 21 net yards. Again, what are we going to do, how we played the second half? How about we, I like this idea. Why don't we try and play like that for 4 quarters? Oh, Bobby, the defense has something to do with it. Yeah, but you got to do something. Now and then, you can't be over in the first quarter trying to start out. So, no, that's just very frustrating. If you're a defensive player, they're on the field. You know, you want to set the tone. I mean, okay, this is another thing. We're not good enough. We got to win the turnover margin. We're -5 for the season. We're -1 for the game. Remember I said we got to – I don't know. The Dolphins are bad, too. The Dolphins coming into the game, so you look at the turnover margin. We were -4 coming into the game. They were -5. Well, guess what? They were +1. So now they're -4. So, you know, all those little things when it's two bad teams,
I know
it makes a difference.
They'd won 3 of their last 4, and they had been creating turnovers their last couple games.
No, they always been taking it away, like fumbles. You know, remember I told you they're amongst the best, like second best, only behind the Steelers and fumble recovers, but they give it away. You know, so maybe, you know, it all goes back to you got to take it away, but also got to protect it. If you do give it up, you got to get 2 back. Well, if you look today, you had a couple of interceptions. You remember when Chuck fumbled in the pocket?
They gave it right back.
So interception. Yeah, I don't know if I've witnessed that in a long time. Boy, you have some kind of momentum. It was kind of like LSU. You remember the quarterback yesterday? Right there, throws an interception the first play against Oklahoma. I know, very similar LSU and the Saints offense. But that's going to change with Lane Kiffin, I'm telling you right now.
2-2, get on the Lane train.
Yep, I'm just happy. Look, a Shuck sack fumble by Fitzpatrick, then back-to-back 2 interception by Kool-Aid. So, I don't know, to me that first half was just pitiful, or just frustrated. I wouldn't have blamed any Saints fans if you stopped watching the game. Oh, maybe let me watch the end. Looks like the Saints have a chance. A recovered onside kick, get kind of momentum. You get so close but so far. Boy, if you don't maybe have that safety score by the Dolphins, who knows? Maybe Mr. Smith might have an opportunity to have a game-winning kick. That 56-yard field goal he made, I don't know, that was, talking about his accuracy, that was right down the middle. That would have been good from 66 yards. No, a strong leg, that's not the problem. But just a very Frustrating game penalties were not an issue. I like it when referees, officials, they call 9 penalties total. 6 against us, 3 against Miami. I thought Fuaga struggled, you know, coming back. And out of those 6 penalties that we had, he might have had 2 or 3 of them, you know, come to think of it. Looking at net punting average, I think punter Kroger finally, maybe because of the competition, and he knew who he had to keep up with. Kroger definitely is betting best net punting finally, right at 45 yards, but their punter was even better at 47 and a half yards. Because I had said coming into the game, you know, when you're flipping the field and the hidden yardage, that can make a difference. As Kroger was terrible coming into the game, averaging only 36 net, and their punter was 46 net, Jake Bailey. So when you break all those liberty things, that makes a difference whether you win or lose. Their kicker was perfect, was 4 for 4, Patterson. You know, it's not like, oh, I don't trust him, he's not going to make it. And then that's how the NFL kick has to be. When you have an opportunity to make those kicks, you got to be able to count on those points. Again, you look at, because of the second half, we end up having more first downs than them, 20-16. Now, this sucks. But you know what? No, this doesn't suck. The red zone offense. We were 2 for 2, 100%. Well, that's a bright spot. What's not a bright spot and what does suck is our third down offense. Our third down defense is always outstanding. You know, we both gave up 33%. We were 4 of 12 on third down. They were 4 of 12, 33%. So it's the same song and dance for the season. Our defense is doing good on third down. Our offense is not. But like I said, a positive. Now, we ran enough plays, 69 plays. That looked like that at the beginning. You know, 65 plays is usually that measuring stick, a stick when you look at it. Look at a time possession. It was like the same. 29:52 to 30 minutes, 8 seconds. It was like, that's basically dead even when you break that down. Now, looking at Vilea, I think, finally, I don't know. You know what I'm saying right now? I always look at targets and receptions. So against Tampa Bay going forward the rest of the game, if I'm Tyler Shuck, I know Chris Olave might want to be the top dog. But Chris Olave got targeted 7 times, made 4 receptions. Vilea got targeted 8 times, made 8 receptions for 96 yards. They both averaged about the same, both around 12 yards a reception. Vilea had a 15-yard reception, the longest gain. Olave had 17. They both had a touchdown. But I'd give Mr. Vilea more an opportunity. That's what we traded him for. So I would say definitely give him an opportunity going forward, that being Kellen Moore in the game plan. But Achane was all cracked up. But what he was cracked up to be, he was. You know, and I thought maybe, you know, because we know we have to stop him, even though we couldn't stop him. Because we knew we had to stop Dotto in Carolina, and we did. I wonder what Dotto did today against the Rams, or if he did anything, or was a little Bryce that got off. You know, that would be interesting, because we stopped Dotto, and then I think overall we stopped Bijan Robinson, but we definitely didn't stop Achane when you look at what all said and done.
It was little Bryce today.
Was little Bryce getting it done?
Yeah, he had a 206-yard passing day with 3 TDs.
Oh, okay, so 3 TDs. It wasn't like he threw for 306. Did Dotto do anything, or did they do it by committee?
No, Chuba Hubbard actually had more yards than Dotto today.
Chuba Hubbard, that's that 1-2 punch they
Chuba
have.
Chuba had 83, Rico had 58.
Okay, but you have to look at the total.
Right.
You see the dudo. So bottom line is they ran the ball against the Rams.
Correct.
Against that Rams defense. Looking at, you know, who's a team player, and you might say, well, Bobby, why are you even mentioning him? Because I don't know, you want to fight and you want to be a pro, Isaac Yiadom. What is Isaac? About a 7-year vet right now. He's from Africa. He's from Ghana, Africa. His parents came to America. He goes to Boston College. Boy, takes advantage of the opportunity. He led the team in special teams tackle. He's not crying and pouting because all of a sudden, you know, we can't play him too much. You know why? Because we want that compensatory pick for Paulson Adebo going to the Giants. Depending on how much Isaac Yiadom plays, that if he doesn't I don't know the exact formula, but if he doesn't play too much, we got a fourth-round pick. So I think that's why all of a sudden, remember, oh, we got to play the young cornerbacks. But you know, we have to put in, like, Quincy Riley in there. But Isaac Yiadom ended up leading the team with two special teams tackles. But I don't know. It was if you didn't miss the first half, you didn't miss nothing. The second half was highly entertaining. We looked more like an NFL team that can't win games. The first half, we didn't even look like an NFL team. So very discouraging. I don't know. We always play well in Tampa. Who knows? I thought maybe – I flip a coin. I thought it'd be like a field goal tie game. And I thought they maybe could beat the Dolphins. But Tampa Bay, how banged up they are. Who's healthy? Who's playing? You know, with Baker with his shoulder and all that. But, I mean, I don't know. Are the Titans might be. Or at times, is the Jets and Titans worse than us? I'd say the Titans for sure. So I don't know what we could do down the road. I think we will win a couple of more games. But
Well, right now, Bobby, if you look at the records, Tennessee, yes, 1-11. They picked number one overall. We are tied with the New York Giants with the 2-10 record, and we currently have the number two pick in the NFL.
Well, no, how can we have the number two if we tie with the Giants? We beat them head-to-head. We can't have the number two pick.
Their strength of schedule record is tougher than ours.
Even though we beat them?
Yeah, it shows us with a 498.
But yeah, but don't you go head-to-head?
That's how the graph works.
It's not head-to-head, Charlie?
Right.
Oh, okay. I know, but the Giants turn over the ball. And anyway... we lose that turnover margin again. We're not good enough to do that. But, yeah, I want to hear from you folks, Who Dat Nation.
They're lined up, Cannon.
Yeah, we got to hear from them because, it's like you want to run everybody out of town after that first half. And then they give you a little bit of hope. But the bottom line is you got to win the game. If you don't win, then it's an empty second-half victory.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.